I'm Justin Dane with a brief look at the latest news in Texas politics and policy from the Texas Tribune. The Texas Department of Public Safety wants $1.2 billion to turn its training center north of Austin into a full-time statewide law enforcement academy, starting with a state-of-the-art active shooter facility that would need a nearly $500 million investment from Texas taxpayers next year. If approved, the requested $467 million down payment would be the start of a six-year proposal to turn the nearly 200-acre Williamson County DPS Tactical Training Center complex in Florence into a Texas law enforcement academy for use by agencies across the state, Director Steve McCraw said. The proposal comes as the agency faces heavy criticism over its response to the deadly elementary school shooting in Uvalde in May, when officers from several agencies, including the DPS, took over an hour to breach the classroom where a gunman shot to death 19 students and two teachers. The proposed active shooter facility would include the Advanced Law Enforcement Rapid Response Training Program, an active shooter response training system developed 20 years ago at Texas State University in San Marcos that has been the national standard for active shooter training for a decade. The Williamson County site opened in 2003 with a track and urban street grid, similar to a residential or downtown area for emergency vehicle training, a firing range, and classrooms for both recruit training and continuing education. The American Civil Liberties Union of Texas is calling for civil rights investigations into two North Texas school districts over recently implemented anti-transgender policies. The ACLU wants the Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights to investigate the Frisco Independent School District for passing a policy on November 14th requiring students to use bathrooms that align with their gender assigned at birth. The district said it would make accommodations for students who ask to use a private restroom. The ACLU said Frisco's policy would allow the district to challenge or second-guess students' official birth certificates. The ACLU also wants an investigation into the Keller Independent School District, which earlier this month passed a ban on all books that depict or reference transgender or non-binary people. The ACLU said the policy attempts to erase the existence of transgender and non-binary individuals. Keller ISD's anti-transgender policy came about 6 months after three conservative school board members were elected onto the seven-member board. The new members, all of whom received large donations from a Christian political action committee, campaigned on issues like banning books about LGBTQ experiences from school libraries and banning critical race theory, a college-level field of study that explores the idea that racism is embedded in institutions and legal systems. Public education advocates and Texas teachers have largely said the discipline is not part of the curriculum in Texas public schools, but has become a shorthand for conservative groups to criticize how history and current events are taught with regard to race. Check for updates on any of these stories at texastribune.org. You can also follow us on Twitter. We are at Texas Tribune. And follow The Brief Podcast for daily news updates wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Justin Dane for the Texas Tribune. You've been briefed. Today's brief is brought to you by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Texas. Our trusted community specialists are available by phone, virtually, or during one-on-ones to help you select the right healthcare coverage. Find out more at thinkbluetx.com.